Welcome to the weekly podcast from Christ Community Church. If you would like more information about this podcast or Christ Community Church, please visit our webpage at www.gochristcommunity.com. Blessings and enjoy the sermon.
Holy knows everything for this word because it is about spiritual warfare, about continuing and being a good soldier in Christ. It's not how it started. But that's how it is. Next one, dear. So the theme scripture, this is what I brought, and this is what I have spoke on before. And it's a great quote from J. Sidlow Baxter. It says, "Men may spurn our appeals, reject our message, oppose our arguments, despise our person, but they are helpless against our prayers." So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you are the eternal prayer warrior. You are the one who never gives up, never backs down, and is undaunted. I thought about who to add as far as a person from the Bible whose life represented this quote. And I went with Daniel because, of course, he would be the man. Then I thought of Hannah, begging, appealing, continuing. And then Holy said, "Really, Rosalia, what about Jesus?" You're absolutely right. Men may spurn our appeals. Jesus was appealing to every person he saw in every place that he went. In Ezekiel, it says, "The appeal, for I take no pleasure, God says, our Father, in anyone's death, declares the Lord God. So repent and live." The spurn, this is what our Lord said, "But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life." Breaks both of their hearts, all of their hearts. Reject our message. The message, John 14:6, Jesus explained, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except with union with me. To know me is to know my Father too." The rejection, John 6:60-66, I'll give you the end. That's all we need, basically. After this, many of his disciples turned away back and no longer walked with him. Oppose our arguments, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So we're not arguing with the people. We are trying to tell them the truth in firm ways, in easy ways. But it does sound, and many a times, turns into an argument. Despise, even despise our person, who at the end was not more despised than our Lord. But it made no difference to him. We tend to think of despising something or someone as just a strong way of expressing dislike. But there is a further shade of meaning which is far more applicable and is worthy. It's to regard someone, our Jesus, as unworthy of interest or concern. This meaning comes into play as despised is used in the Bible. We stricken him and called him despised. It indicates that a person in a particular spiritual state cannot understand or value things belonging to a higher spiritual state. And Jesus is our ultimate state. And thus, they regarded him as nothing. And they will us, as we continue to speak, to plead, to talk, to implore them, to love them, to pray for them. You have done all you can. Those we try to witness to, those we love, those we want the very best for, those we have tried to convince about Jesus and salvation, for those we have even argued with about faith and our Lord, may get to the place of avoiding you, rejecting you, coming to the worst, despising you. They did the same to our Lord and our Jesus. Yet there is hope, but they are helpless against our prayers. We persevere in individual prayer, intercessions, supplications, agreements, which is corporate prayer. What we do here, what we do in the back. Please join us at 9:10 before service. And there will be prayer after service for teams up here for anybody desiring it. And Thanksgiving, which Coop mentioned, because it is our first, best, and eternal weapon of warfare against all opposition. Prayer is aligning us with our Father's person, his will, and his desires. Prayer is what Jesus did for everyone. See John 17:9 for his disciples, and this is towards the end of his days here. So with deep love, I pray for my disciples. I'm not asking on behalf of those unbelieving world yet, but for those who belong to me, those you have given me, and that is you, beloved. Jesus prays for you and for me, and I ask not only for these disciples, but for all those who will one day, there is our hope, one day, believe in him, believe in me, he says, through their message. I pray for them all to be joined together as one, even as you and I, Father, are joined together as one. I pray for them to become one with us. And all are welcome. Hello. Take me out. Prayer is something we do. Why? We can do it at all times, in all places, for all persons. There is not a single thing. Hello. Ah, there we are. Yes. Thank you, Seth, for praying over the equipment. And this is one of the great freedoms that we have, not only from our Lord, but from our veterans, for those who fought for those freedoms, for our Constitution. Prayer gets you to places you might not be able to go, to touch the hearts and souls of people near and far. Prayer lets you have influence and inroads with people with whom you are not welcome, for those who do not want you or even want Jesus. How, without ceasing, being undaunted, like our Commander-in-Chief, the host of heaven, Jesus Christ. We do it because it's a command, not a wish, not something he thought we should do. He commanded us, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In good times and in bad, and being in anguish, our Lord prayed even more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground, but he was still praying, even on the cross, till his last dying breath, and we ask the same for you. Who will condemn us? Will Christ? No. He is the one who died for us, came back to life again for us, and is sitting at the place of highest honor next to Father God, pleading eternally for us that he is there in heaven and we will join him. So even now, he is praying for us, covering us, and desiring that all come to salvation. So like our Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ, we will not stop. We will never give up. We will never back down. We continue to pray as he asked and taught us to, so we may win the lost and give Jesus what he paid so dearly for, your life, my life, and those yet to come. So that's the version of the Lord's Prayer. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for your prayers, for teaching us how to pray, for teaching us the importance, the criticalness, the life-saving need for prayer. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that people will continue to pray. As Paul says, I pray in the Spirit more than all of you. So continue to pray in the spirit, in tongues. If you don't have it, the prayer team would be thrilled to pray with you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues. But in whatever language, in all languages, singing songs in your heart, making melody unto the Lord. We thank you, Father, for this time, for your continual prayer coverage, and our desperate need for them. In Jesus' holy name alone.